talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Andy Williams, Most Wonderful Time of the Year, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter, and you can see Bath Fitter out at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Also, interior designer Debbie Gamolka with Provenance Lee Interiors. Sheila Ivy with Seaside Window Treatments, and that's another vendor you can see at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And then finally, we'll be talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and we're very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and that's happening as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It'll be happening on Friday, January 30th, and we have seven amazing custom-built homes on Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, and in Mount Pleasant. And pre-sale tickets are early bird tickets, I guess we call it, are on sale right now at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They're only $50 plus fees, so make a great Christmas gift for anyone that is kind of hard to buy for. Home tours are just so much fun. It's so great to be able to walk. These are all private residences, to be able to walk through them and talk to the builder and get great ideas. Walk through seven custom-built homes for the first-ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They're limited, so get them before they sell out. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter. How are you doing, Tim?
Doing well. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, good. Tim, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bath Fitter.
Love to. Bath Fitter here locally in Charleston is a company that's been around for 40 plus years. I think it's 41 now. They're the only manufacturer of their own acrylic. We have a factory in Nashville, Tennessee. We specialize in the wet area of your bathroom. So we do the same thing again and again. So we get quite proficient. We can do it in one day. 90% of our installs are done in one day. Like I said, been doing it for years. I've been the manager here at this location for 10 plus years.
All right. Very good. And so talk about the process. Somebody is interested in updating their bathroom. They call Bathfitter and take it from there, Tim.
Sure, I'll take it from there. The process is that you would call and you would set up a consultation. We would send out one of our experts to come to your home, sit down with you, explain exactly what we would do, show you the different colors, the different styles of the wet area of your bathroom, the different faucet designs, the different colors, different door types. You get to select all those, and we would give you a to-the-penny price. So what I mean by that is when we give you the price, there will be no hidden cost after that. After that, we'll go ahead and get your items ordered with a small deposit, and then we'll come in and install it in approximately 2 to 3 weeks.
All right, great. And what happens if you run into any unexpected problems? Because when you're when you're remodeling a bathroom, that happens occasionally.
Occasionally. A lot of those things can be foreseen. If you walk in the bathroom and your foot falls through the floor, we need to make sure the floor is solid before we can do anything. But a lot of things we'll take care of ourselves. Meaning when we remove that and you have a little bit of subfloor damage, we'll just go ahead and take care of that. That's built into our price. We know that if a bathroom's been there for 40 years, we're going to have to replace the sheetrock. We may have to put down some subfloor. The limit is we do not do anything structural. So if it reaches into the structure of the home, then we have to have somebody else come and repair.
Okay. All right. And are you finding that Bathfitter is installing, people who maybe want to convert a room to add another bathroom, a brand new bathroom in their house, or is it mostly with existing bathrooms, updating those?
It's mostly existing bathrooms. So our biggest thing we do here is there's an awful lot of fiberglass builder grade tubs that are installed in bathrooms. After a while, those fiberglass show their age or crack. And at that point, a lot of people are opting to take that tub out and put in a shower. So we do, I bet you 90% of the business is tub to shower conversion.
Gotcha. So you're taking out that tub and putting in a shower, a walk-in shower. And, before we went on the air, you mentioned who has time to take a bath these days anyways. And,
so true. We're 100 miles an hour. That is true, Tim.
Yeah. So definitely people and especially that old garden tub that, you see occasionally in 80s, 90s era homes, that just is someplace where people throw their dirty laundry, you know?
Yeah. And quite honestly, they become unsafe when you have to take that big of a step to get into a tub. The bottom gets slippery. A lot of times the wall's far away, so not even a chance for a grab bar. So we also, worry about the safety factor of a person getting into a tub.
Right. So Bathfitter, 90% of your work is tub to shower conversion. So taking out that old acrylic bathtub and replacing it with a walk-in shower. Describe what the walk-in shower is look like, some of the options for finishes and so forth.
Certainly. So we have 12 different wall styles. The walk-in shower can be either a 3-inch, a 6-inch step-in, or a 0 step-in, meaning you don't have any lip at all. We don't recommend that very often because it's very hard to keep the water in. But as far as the finishes are concerned, we have 12 different wall styles. Some are tile-type wall styles. We also have 4 different colors, so anything can be customized to the 4 different colors. Also, as far as the faucets go, we have, your standard chrome. We have brushed nickel. We have black now, and we also have brushed gold. And all those can be customized with handhelds, different valve configurations, slide bars, doors, and et cetera.
What kind of brands of plumbing fixtures does Bathfitter use?
All of our plumbing fixtures have a lifetime warranty, and they're either Delta, Simmons, or Moen products. Simmons is the number one commercial grade valve in the United States.
Okay. And I know Bathfitter has a really nice showroom on Dorchester Road. Do people, most people visit the showroom, or is Bathfitter going to the homeowner's house to look at the different options and so forth?
We can bring the showroom to you, like I said, with a consultation, or you can come visit our showroom and see the full-size displays here at 4510 Dorchester Road. And another great thing that Bathfitter offers is online at bathfitter.com. You can actually go in to the design your own bath feature and play around with different colors, different wall designs, and basically design your bathroom right there so that you have something to show the consultant on your ideas when they get there.
Okay, very good. And Bathfitter will be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And what will Bathfitter have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Currently, we're planning on bringing two different shower displays, two different configurations of showers. So one shower will be your white with your black fixtures, which is really pretty. And another will be a pearl color, and it'll also have a brushed nickel features on it. So we'll have two different colors, two different showers, because like we said, 90% of us are doing showers now.
Right, right. Okay, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
There's several different ways. You can always stop in at our showroom here on Dorchester Road at 4510. Dorchester Road. We're right next to Wow Cable. You can call our phone number and set it up a consultation. It's 843-804-4278 or visit us at bathfitter.com.
All right, great. And you can always find Bathfitter within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Tim Polzin with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
And now we're talking with interior designer Debbie Gomolka with Provenance Lee Interiors. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing good, Tim. Happy holidays.
Well, same to you. Debbie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Provenance Lee Interiors.
Yes, good morning. Happy holidays. Provenance Lee Interiors is based in the historic district of Charleston. And we work not only downtown, but all over in the regional areas. And we specialize in luxury design that is tailored to the client's own theme. And we design residential, commercial, and now the holidays are here. We also do a lot of holiday decorating for our clients as well.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we're going to talk about holiday decorating, and I can just imagine what your house looks like. Usually interior designers go all out for holiday decorating. And you're going to be giving our listeners some advice on holiday decorating?
Oh, yeah. So it's the time of the year where more is more. And exactly what you said, Tim, you know, my home is just all out for Christmas decorating. And we love to take that to our clients' homes as well. Usually what we do is we meet with the clients and then ask them a few questions on how they would like it decorated. And we sometimes, you know, we'll kind of take a little tour and see, go into all their storage bins and see what kind of decorations they have. And then we can use what they have. In addition to, we ask them a few questions about a theme perhaps they would like to have into their decorating. As you can imagine, there's all kinds of themes. And so one of the projects we're working on now, our client has traveled to Italy. And so we are bringing back sort of like scenes of Italy, like the old world. So her Christmas tree is going to have a lot of natural elements like you'd see in Italy with the olive trees. And that combined with a little bit of Winter Wonderland. So it will have some natural elements like things from nature. This particular client loves neutral tones, so we will be taking the traditional Christmas that you'd see of like red and green and infusing that with some natural undertones with some, you know, branches and flocked elements like that, which I think are going to be really nice.
Oh, cool. That sounds great. Well, that's awesome. And, Debbie, tell our listeners about the textile collection, that you have created at Provenance Lee Interiors.
Yeah, so Marrakesh is our new textile collection, and we just recently launched that here in Charleston this fall, and we are expanding the collection. We have pillows, table linens. We now will have things for the tabletop, like napkins, tablecloths, and we have about 20 different patterns, and each pattern has about 9 different colorways. So all in all, we have more than 150 different styles, patterns and colors to choose from. And so what we are doing for the holidays is infusing that into our clients' table settings for entertaining. So when they are hosting their family and friends, they can now show off their new table with the Marrakesh collection, with beautiful tablecloths, napkins, and then we do help them do their tablescape and kind of bring it all together with the decoration. So it really is a nice showpiece for them to have their guests come and enjoy.
The Marrakesh collection, that's the textile collection that you have curated through your interior design firm, Provenance Lee Interiors.
Yes.
Does that span over, is it applicable for Christmas or the holidays?
Yes.
Is it applicable beyond the holidays?
Yeah, so the nice thing about the Marrakesh collection, the idea was born in Morocco, and we curated this collection. So if traveling to Morocco, how we originally curated it was from one of my clients who had traveled to Morocco, and there's a lot of really beautiful tiles in Morocco on Marrakesh. And so, you know, right out of the gate, we have this beautiful color palette to work from that has a lot of those, you know, beautiful, vibrant colors of blues, reds, greens, terracotta, some of the maize gold. So it fits perfectly with Christmas and all the beautiful colors of Christmas, you know, the reds, the greens, the golds, the Marrakesh, you know, marries beautiful to that. And it does help, you know, when we're talking about Christmas is a little, it can be over the top, like more is more with all the gold and the twinkling lights. And our collection does have, we have some neutrals as well. So people can pick some of the neutrals if they like some of those neutral bases better. But if people really want to go all out and have some bling for Christmas with their tablescape, the Marrakesh does work very nicely with all the Christmas colors.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. And it seems like that was quite an undertaking to, can you describe how the Marrakesh collection came about?
Yes, it was quite an undertaking. We had a whole team working with us. We started working on developing this collection. We originally launched it 15 years ago, and we worked with the Baxter Mill Archive. It's a historic mill in near Charlotte, North Carolina, and we were able to go into their archives and work with them on producing an additional, I think we have like 15 additional designs with 10 new colors. So we did all of that. We curated that. We got that produced in sort of a record amount of time because we just launched in October of this year. And already we've had a lot of press, a lot of exposure. It was quite the experience. It was quite an undertaking. But we are very excited about the exposure. You can see it in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. This month, there is another feature about the collection and the story behind the collection, which is really endearing. It came from a client project who inspired me to create this collection because she had traveled to Marrakesh as a little girl, and she gave me this book on Marrakesh to as inspiration to design her home, and then this beautiful historic home. And so we did, I hired an artist to come in to design the walls like you were walking into Marrakesh. Mm. And this was in a southern town, so she wanted to feel like she was in Marrakesh in her home. So from that design project, I also helped her with draperies and upholstery and all those beautiful fabrics. And my textile came to be, we just kind of took it a step further after we finished the walls and the floors and all the architectural accents. And then we moved that into a textile collection. I used a lot of the same colors that I had created for her interior design and moved that into my own textile collection. So the foundation was there. That was about 15 years ago. And then we, over the years, just developed it and expanded the collection. And so now we have around 300 different styles. And so we're very excited about that. We feel like that it does bring a lot of possibilities to a client's interior, whether they want pillows or table linens, or now with our tablescape collection, there's a lot of inspiration there.
Nice. Where can they see your textile collection on your website?
Yeah. So the website, as a matter of fact, we are doing a photo shoot this week to get more content for the collection on the website. For right now, if people would like to go to my Instagram handle, which is at Provenance Lee Interior, so it's Provenance Lee Interiors with an S. So they can go to Instagram right now and see the collection. And through Instagram, they could send me a message. My contact information is there. They can order right from there. We do custom orders. The pillows are very popular. We have all sizes of pillows. They can see the pillows there on Instagram. And then the full collection should be available on the website after the holidays.
All right. That's great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Debbie Gomulka with Provenance Lee Interiors. And you can always find Provenance Lee Interiors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Debbie.
Thanks, Tim. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you. And now we're talking with Sheila Ivey with Seaside Window Treatments. How you doing, Sheila?
Doing great today. How about yourself, Tim?
Fine, thank you. Sheila, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Seaside Window Treatments.
Absolutely, gladly. Well, Seaside Window Treatment derived from another shutter company here for many, many years, and we broke off, and so we've been in the business for about 13 years now. And we sell anything for your windows, interior or exterior, so some interior shutters, some any kind of woven or any kind of shade. We specialize in Hunter Doug. We specialize in many, many products, but Hunter Douglas, Horizon. We do custom draperies. Then we take it outside and we do hurricane treatments. We do Bahamas, hurricane rated or non-rated. We do any kind of roll down screens, these motorized screens that can totally enclose your outdoor patios and make them bug free. And it cuts down a lot on the pollen too that we have here in the springtime. And it allows you to use it as a screen porch or as an open deck if you wanted to have it open for a pool, patio, or whatnot. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, nice. Well, so Seaside Window Treatments, you folks can help homeowners on the inside of the house and on the outside of the house with hurricane protection shutters. Well, I guess I'm curious what kind on the inside, what are some of the more popular window treatments?
Well, the plantation shutter is always going to be popular here in the Low Country, especially it's wonderful for the heat and the energy efficiency that they provide for you. Very protective of heat and cool. And you can customize in any size and any louver. We offer four different louver sizes, which is the small traditional louver that you see downtown on the Battery a lot. And then we start with the 2.5, the 3.5, and go up to even 4.5 and 5.5 now. So depending on your openings, what scale your home is and what you'd like to see in the back of your home or the front of your home, your view. So that's the interior plantation shutter, and that can be total wood or total poly, your choice. And many, many different ways that we can customize the shutter. We can put a tilt rod on it. We can have it perfect. They call it perfect view, which is with no rod at all in the front. We can do single panels or double panels. And basically, we can customize it any way you would like for it to be done. Then we, as I said, we specialize in Hunter Douglas shades. We do any shade that Hunter Douglas offers, as well as many, many other lines. And we can go depending on your budget. So we like to specialize and we like to sit down with you. We like to learn our customer. We like to know exactly what you're looking for and how we can best accommodate you. That's what our niche is, that we truly care about you. We are a small local family company. We're not a big franchise that runs after big numbers every month. We run after customer satisfaction. And we want to get you exactly whether it's you have a budget for one floor of your house, one room of your house, or the entire house. We want to get you what you need and what can best accommodate, you know, your opening. So yes, so we do what's really popular right now besides the plantation shutters is we do a lot of woven shades. People refer to them also as bamboo. And we carry carry five different manufacturers of the shades. And so we can work with you on price, depending on the fabrics that you pick out. So then there's the screen shade that's always very popular here in Charleston, and anywhere in the Low Country, because it does provide you protection from the sun, but you can get it up all the way into the top of your window. So yeah, that's some of the specialties that we offer.
Nice. Nice. And the plantation shutters, do you have to choose white? I know that's a very popular color, or is there a possibility to color match for the homeowner's trim that's going around the room?
Oh no, good question. Absolutely not. So there is a large group of standard colors, and then outside of the standard colors, and those are the very popular colors that have been offered for, you know, that have been in the paint lines for Sherwin-Williams and Benmore for years and years. And then besides that, you can customize any color you'd like. So if you want to have a red room, we can do some red shutters. If you want a black room, we can do some black stained shutters. So we also offer stained shutters. There is a standard grouping of colors, and then we can also stain match.
Nice.
So yes, great question.
And for the going outside of the home for some of the hurricane shutters and so forth, are all of the exterior shutters are they all impact rated, or are some, do you have an option of having just decorative shutters like Bahama shutters for the exterior?
Oh, absolutely. And that goes back to the budget and what the homeowner is looking for. So if we could do a combination of, and a lot of times that's what people will do when they're looking for hurricane rated, is we'll mix it with Bahama shutters and maybe hurricane roll downs and even colonials that we can close and have a storm bar on the back. So, but to answer your question, no, you do not have to have storm rated. We also offer non-rated decorative shutters in any style.
And those are less expensive.
Yes. those are usually less expensive.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what about do you ever have homeowners that choose like a couple different styles of window treatments, or do they all usually have matching treatments throughout the house?
Oh, well, that just depends upon the homeowner, and that's where our expertise comes in. So if you said, I want shutters throughout, then of course we can do that. Or I'd like to have shutters in the front of my house and maybe shades on the back, and let's put some custom draperies in the dining room in my master suite. So we absolutely can mix it up. A more custom look is customized for each opening. And of course we do want to make the home feel pulled together. And we want it all to work together, but you can do that with different textures and different colors, different color palettes and different product palettes. Mm-hmm. So yes, and that's just a personal preference.
And what about people who might be working like the overnight shifts? They get a little obsessive about making sure they get enough sleep during the daytime.
Yes, they do. And these babies that we're raising, they like that blackout light. So we offer many options there. You can do tracks inside the window and run shades in the tracks. So to give you total blackout privacy. A lot of times we'll do blackout shades in the windows and then put draperies on the edges. A lot of times we'll treat the inside and the outside. So if you could, you can do the inside, and then you can hit a button and have a motorized shade on the outside to keep the sun and light out also. So there's so many different options, and that goes back to the budget. The budget, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can homeowners get more information about Seaside window treatments?
Well, of course, you can always reach out to our website, which is Seaside Window Treatment. Or you could call us on our telephone number, which we would love. It's 843-714-5698.
All right, great. And you can always find Seaside Window Treatments within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Sheila Ivey with Seaside Window Treatments. Thanks so much, Sheila.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Rick Jackson, a dear, dear friend of mine and Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a man I call my brother, with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I am doing very well, Brother Tim. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
You bet. We are very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And that's happening on Friday, January 30th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is also taking place January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point. And this is our first visit to Mount Pleasant with the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we thought it would be a great idea, because there's so many beautiful custom homes being constructed east of the Cooper, and for some of the newbies to the Charleston area, East Cooper entails Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And when I was a newbie back in 1990, I remember asking Linda Page, a former mayor of Mount Pleasant. She had an amazing retail store, sold antiques and so forth, called Page's Thieves Market, right on the way, Ben Sawyer Boulevard, on the way out to Sullivan's Island. I asked Linda, what is East Cooper? You say East Cooper, what does that mean? And she educated me, the Yankee, it meant everything east of the Cooper River. And so just to let people know, make them aware of what East Cooper means. And so the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, that's taking place on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. into 5 p.m. And tickets are available right now on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We have pre-sale tickets for $50 each, and you will be able to tour about seven custom-built homes. And speaking of custom-built homes, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, your company works a lot with custom builders, and we're so thankful that you decided to become the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Tell our listeners how Carolina Machine Finishing services custom builders and your products that end up being installed in custom homes east of the Cooper and all over the Charleston area.
Yes, well, I'm happy to do that, Tim. We're proud to serve that East Cooper market, although we obviously serve the entire state of South Carolina, but the East Cooper market is a high-end, custom home market. Obviously, you mentioned Mount Pleasant, Old Village, and surrounding areas, Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Daniel Island also falls in that category. Mm-hmm. And we've been privileged to, I think, our very first custom home project went to the Isle of Palms. Some 26 plus years ago, and it is a very unique high quality custom home market there, and our product dovetails nicely into those custom home builders who are providing quality products for quality minded people, is what we've always said. It's where people are looking for a product, for their exterior package on their home, their exterior siding, their trim, decking, porch railing, where they're wanting to reduce maintenance. We give them an opportunity to be able for the builder to be able to provide that end user, that client, with a product that lasts longer. Most of our products, even on a wood product, will last four times longer than it would if it wasn't pre-coated. But the same applies to interior trim products. So it's been a great working relationship, working with and getting to know so many high-end quality custom builders servicing both the East Cooper market and, West Ashley, Kiowa, Seabrook, all those parts as well. That's where you'll find all of our product utilized.
Well, tell our listeners the process of how you do lengthen the life cycle of the siding that is installed on a house and all of the exterior trim, for example.
Certainly, and it's not a mystical, magical process. It's just what architects specified for years, Tim. It was architects would specify for builders, custom builders, to back prime every piece of product that was going to go up on the exterior of a home. Didn't matter if it was siding, exterior trim, fascia, soffit, porch railing, balustrade, porch flooring, to when you encapsulate it, seal it on all six sides, top, bottom, edges, and the ends, you prevent and that's done prior to it even arriving to the job site. You prevent UV degradation. Ultraviolet light never hits bare wood or bare cementitious material. And it prevents moisture infiltration. So the water can't get inside the board, which is what causes wood rot and failure. So by us simply encapsulating it, as architects would always specify back priming, we do that by running it through a machine in North Charleston. It's just a linear machine, runs just like a molder does for milling a piece of wood into a piece of crown molding or whatever. Ours just happens to coat it. So it flood applies coating to all six sides. So that board is fully encapsulated, fully wrapped. Wood products are wrapped in an oil-based primer that's done in an environmentally, ecologically, economically conscious environment where we retain our waste streams, or we are environmentally friendly. But using a solvent-based product, we can seal that board, preventing that moisture infiltration, preventing ultraviolet light forever hitting it, thereby lengthening the board by more than four times in its useful life.
Nice. So let's use a piece of siding, for example. Everybody can visualize what a piece of siding looks like. And in the olden days, the architect would say, put a coat of paint on the back of the siding before you install it. And it sounds like they didn't even worry about trying to get the butt ends of the of a piece of siding coated with primer or paint. And things have evolved to the point where now Carolina Machine Finishing can, instead of just back priming that piece of siding, you folks coat, flood apply oil-based paint to that piece of siding so that it coats all six sides, top, bottom, the sides, the front, the bottom, and then the butt ends of that piece of siding. And that prevents any moisture infiltration. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Tim. And visually, if anybody's ever been to a Krispy Kreme donut and watched the donut go through that wonderfully amazing coating process where they pour that sugary coating all over that donut. We do the same thing. Doesn't taste as good, but it looks good. So we're applying a primer, a solvent-based primer, to all six sides. We've got a waterfall that hits the backside. We coat the sides, the edges, everything in one pass, so we can do it in a fraction of the time when the architects would specify back priming. Painters had to set up sawhorses on a job site, take every piece of board, coat the backside, move it off somewhere on the job site so it could dry before they could then install it, and then paint the face and edges, hopefully. But our machine does it all in one pass. So a 16-foot piece of material is coated in just a few seconds. So we can paint an entire siding package, 3,500 square foot home. We can paint the trim, our primer, seal, encapsulate the siding, the trim, everything in less than an hour. So it's a fast process and just a better process. We also coating it in a horizontal plane, so we're not worried about gravity pulling, getting too much on there and having sag if you're trying to, painters trying to do that in the field. So we're doing the horizontal plane, so gravity works to our favor. So we can put four times more paint on two times more surface area for a fraction of the cost. So it's a better process and it costs less money.
And when we built our house 16 years ago or so, we took it a step further. We work with Carolina Machine Finishing. So Carolina Machine Finishing primed all of the siding, all six sides of that siding. But then Carolina Machine Finishing also added the first coat of paint. It was called deerskin, the paint color from Sherwin-Williams. And so Carolina Machine Finishing not only primed the material, but then also added the first coat, and that all of that material was delivered to the job site so that the paint contractor at the house only had to caulk and put one coat of paint, one top coat of paint on that siding. And just think about how much less you're going to have to pay a paint contractor for not having to put two coats of paint on that siding, only have to do one coat plus the caulking. That saved a lot of money, right, Rick?
That's exactly right, Tim. And a lot of times, just because for economic reasons, if a painter is going to put two coats on and it's a house that has raw material go up, builder just bought the material from a local lumber yard, put it on the house without running it through our process, hires a painter to put two coats on. The question is, does the painter really go around the house two times, or while he's set up on that one side, does he just a little bit over apply a single coat? So it's really a coat and a half or a coat and a quarter. only applied to the face. Our process, as you did in your home, you applied that primer and then a first finish coat. So technically the board's finished in the palette, but of course it has to make that trip from the palette to the chop saw table, handled and installed. So it's going to get some nicking and dinging and dirty, but then you put that final coat on there. It just makes a superior process, doesn't cost any more money. It actually potentially saves money, and you get a product that just lasts for years. We go through neighborhoods now, like you say, your home 16 years. It's a joy for me to go through neighborhoods and see where our product's been used extensively. The Ion, IOP, Sullivan's Island, and the homes still look great, a decade later, mm-hmm. Instead of going through, the production home neighborhoods where it's a very thin coat of paint and ultraviolet light just causes it to look fatigued prematurely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we're proud to be able sponsoring this tour of homes for custom end work, because our product does work perfectly in the industry, but it's usually the custom builders who are quality minded, looking to provide their homeowners the absolute best product on the market. And we've been proud to service those folks for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's a word, I guess two words that builders hate to hear, and that is callback. What is a callback, and how many callbacks has Carolina Machine Finishing experienced over the years?
That's a great question, Tim. First time I think I've been asked that by anybody. A callback is when something fails prematurely, and it obviously can happen with an appliance. It can happen with a light switch, a plumbing fixture, a piece of wood cupping warping, those type things. Problematic issues that occur after a new home's built that warrants the homeowner to call the builder with a reason to come back. So they're calling him to come back and service some component, and builders do not want to do that because there's, that's just time and money. So when they can provide a superior product up front, they reduce those callbacks, which is what a custom home owner wants. They don't want callbacks. They don't want the builder coming back. So our product does just that. Interestingly enough, Tim, I didn't look at the numbers today, but I mean, well over 10,000 jobs in the field. Mm. We coated enough material to go from Charleston, South Carolina to Los Angeles, California, back across the nation on that round trip. We enough to do that 7 times.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of material that we've coated. And in all those years, we probably have had less than a half a dozen callbacks. And our callbacks usually are not because of coating failure, but because we may have possibly put the wrong color on a time or two. But so it's we do not have callbacks with problems. Okay, we made a mistake. Yes, unfortunately, we have made a few mistakes. So somebody wanted their porch ceiling blue, and they got a green. Well, that was our fault. But that's happened less than a half a dozen times. So. 6 or less times in 26 years, I think it's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me a story about maybe it was a house in Ion that the builder asked you to show up to, and you took off a piece of the siding that was showing some premature the paint was failing or something, and it turned out that the paint contractor had they cut the siding and not coated the butt ends or something.
That's exactly right. So that would be, we did get a call on that, but it wasn't our issue. We got a call that some of the ends of some wood siding, and you're correct, it was in the Ion, was peeling. The paint was peeling all the way to the bare board. Of course, said, well, where's it happening? So what's happening within a foot of the end of a number of pieces of wood, and the pieces of wood were kind of beside a garage door. So it's that little short run, probably a 2-foot piece of board between a garage door jamb and the corner of a corner of the house. So, and you could see about 6 inches or so on either side, the board was peeling. It was cracking. The wood was checking, which means it's splitting at the wood grain. Of course, I knew what it was before we got there. I got there and builder said, you know, they had sealed every end of, after the installer cut the wood, that the installer had sealed every end to prevent moisture infiltration on that end grain. They said, so we need you to redo all this material. I was like, we'll be happy to redo it if it's our fault, but let's just pull two pieces off and see if it's truly sealed on the end. And of course, we popped two pieces off. The carpenter had cut the board into a 2-foot section, left, sometimes it was just both ends were left raw, or one end was left raw, just depending on where they took it out of a piece of wood. And those were the one that was the board that was peeling. Those were the boards that were peeling. And unfortunately, it fell to the installer, not to Carolina Machine Finishing. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that, you know, a few times over the years where people just fail to seal the end cut of that piece of material before it goes on the house. And just for all those custom builders, installers that are listening, that's critical, because it's that piece of wood will continue to absorb moisture through that end grain, you know, for the length of the life of that piece of material there. Just like a Fraser fir Christmas tree, that bucket of water at Christmas time coming up, that tree absorbs all that moisture out of that bucket trying to rehydrate itself. And even though that piece of material has been milled into a piece of siding or a piece of trim, it still has that same hygroscopic nature where it wants to draw moisture into itself. And it does that most through that edge grain, which is the way a tree hydrates itself in nature. So it's critically important for those end grains to be sealed.
Very good. Well, architects, this is very important for our listeners. Architects specify, and in the building industry, that's just a fancy word for it. It is a specific order to the builder to have their material at least pre-primed, and I'm sure in many cases pre-prime plus. And what's your name for that when it's pre-primed and one coat?
Yeah, it would kind of, you know, prime plus a first finish coat.
Okay, prime plus one,
or prime plus one.
Gotcha. Architects order, they tell the builders it has to be this way because they want to, they're representing the homeowner, and they don't want the homeowner to, they want as, the homeowner wants as maintenance-free a house as they can get. And so this is one of the ways to accomplish that is to, architects, how many architects has Carolina Machine Finishing worked with over the years that specs Carolina Machine Finishing?
Again, a great question, Tim. I can't even tell you how many architects. Just a list of names were rolling through my mind, and if I started calling off
dozens
names,
and dozens,
I would certainly forget some very important architects. But it on both West Ashley and the East Cooper side, it's common, and you'll see it in the specification where it must be Carolina Machine Finished, not just encapsulated, but they specify our process because our 26-year track record, many of them have toured our plant. We've done lunch and learn sessions for these architects. They know our process. They know the consistency of the product that we've produced for 26 years. So they don't want it just coated. They don't want it just pre-coated or just encapsulated. They want it Carolina Machine Finished.
Mm-hmm. And the custom builders themselves will educate the homeowners and say, listen, if the architect didn't spec it, we want you to have this because, and then as soon as they explain it to the homeowner is like, of course, yeah, do it. It's going to save money. And I'll have a longer life of those materials too.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, the builders that are featured in your tour of homes, they use our process. So it's been an exciting opportunity to watch that market grow. It has grown to such a point now that even if you pull into any of the local lumber yards, you'll see our primed product sitting on the shelves, ready to go. For the builders to fill in an order, whether it's just in a primer color at that point in time, but we can put that first finish coat on into the color choice of that end user. But every lumberyard stocks our product now. So they, because builders didn't want to, when they needed one or two more boards, they didn't want to wait a few days to get that. They needed to send their carpenter to the yard and pick up two more pieces of exterior crown, interior crown molding, whatever. So it's now a stock item. And it's pretty much just a mandatory thing to do in Charleston is to have your product Carolina Machine finished.
And we've been talking all about exterior siding and exterior trim products and so forth. But when we built our house 16 years ago, Carolina Machine Finishing also pre-primed and put a gloss finish coat on the beadboard that we have inside the house on the in the ceiling and all of the interior trim and so forth. So Carolina Machine Finishing can help homeowners not just with exterior coating exterior products, but also coating interior some of the interior trim as well. So keep that in mind. And once again, thank you so much to Carolina Machine Finishing for becoming the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening Friday, January 30th. We have a limited number of tickets because we're very careful. We don't want to overwhelm any of the neighborhoods where these private homes are located that are on the tour. So for some context, we organized Charleston Home and Design Magazine organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour for about 7 years, right up until COVID. And, so we have lots of experience, organizing, home tours and they always sell out. So, this would be a great Christmas gift for anyone that's hard to buy for, get a pair of tickets to the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 until 5 p.m. You can visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com to get those tickets. And Rick, how can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can call us at our office, Tim. Tom or I would love to take their call, 843-760-0029, or they can find us on the web at CMF, stands for Carolina Machine Finishing, cmfprefinish.com.
And you can always find Carolina Machine Finishing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and we're very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.